Welcome back to Risky Business. This is episode 14.
We are on to college football week 13 and NFL week 12. This is going to be a big bounce back week after last week's abysmal performance. We are recording this on November 21st, 2024. And please remember to always gamble responsibly. Got to start the way we always do. Don't want to talk about it, but last week was rough. 1-5 for Craich, 1-6 for D. Absolutely abysmal.
You beat me out. Nice.
Pretty much everything went the exact opposite way that we were predicting. So we can just get into it. Pretty much you can throw the entire college slate for me in the garbage can. MSU didn't even show up to Illinois. That's kind of alarming. If I was a State fan, I would be very alarmed at that performance from that team with a brand new coach off a bye week. Side note, but yeah, they didn't show up at all. That was rough. Notre Dame was a horrendous beat. We both took Notre Dame. Very first play of the game, Notre Dame got gifted 7 points off the kickoff. So you're up 7-0, looking good. And they were ahead the whole game, dominating. Had the ball twice in the final 8 minutes down on the Virginia 20-yard line or so. They go for it, turnover on downs, one of them. And the next time they miss a 36-yard field goal. Which, if they just get a field goal in either of those scenarios, it secures the cover.
Yeah. I don't understand big-time programs like Notre Dame not having a good kicker. It's like, you do realize you're actually going to make the playoff this year. You should probably have all your boxes checked.
Yeah, that's clearly a weakness. Something to watch for with Notre Dame. But, that definitely should have covered. And, of course, Virginia takes the ball down the whole length of the field and scores a touchdown with, I believe, 6 seconds left.
Yep.
I think it was six seconds left.
No, I thought it was like 13.
Or it was 16. It was either 16 or 6. I don't know. Pretty much about as the best way you can get your heart ripped out. Kansas State was probably my worst read of the entire week. They were down 21-0 before you could even blink. I turned that game off. I was upset.
Should have just bet on Kansas, clearly, because Kansas burned me with BYU. We just picked the wrong Kansas. We could have both been right here.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they go on the road and beat an undefeated BYU team. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, Kansas State, I mean, Arizona State beat the brakes off them, dude. It wasn't close.
No. Arizona State's actually been, like, after that, you know, win at Kansas State. They've had a really good, I think they're 8-2.
Do they play Kansas this week?
If they do play them, I'd imagine it would be next week during rivalry week, but I'm not sure. That'll be a
Arizona State?
Oh, I thought you were talking Kansas State.
Oh, no. Anyway. Yeah, the only one that hit for me was Penn State, Purdue, so I'm going to run off Purdue being awful this week. NFL, I didn't see anything correctly, especially shout out Jonathan Taylor.
Anthony Richardson was a vulture, stealing all his tuds down by the goal line. Packers got lucky to even win that game. Chicago, so I do have to make a correction to my coach bump, the 1 week bump, the QB bump. I said last week that it doesn't apply to offensive coordinators, because the Bears OC got fired midweek last week. But it does have a slight bump. The Bears offense looked a lot more competent, and they had a lot more new wrinkles with Caleb Williams running the ball a lot. He tore the Packers up in the first half running the ball. So, future note, slight bump for OC. We'll explore DC if that ever comes about. But I am playing a major QB bump this week. We'll get to that later.
And shout out Bengals Chargers. We both got that game wrong. The overhit. And the Bengals don't win, and I should have known that. It just seemed like they need this, like, super bad. And the Chargers, oh, it was a cute story. They can lose the Bengals, and no one will even blame them. Nope. Jimmy just keeps winning. He'll probably go beat his brother this week.
The Bengals are wild because they've had, like, five of those for sure, must have, definitely need this, back up against the wall games. And they come out and just somehow find a way to lose. It's insane.
Their defense is horrible. Someone made a comparison today, and it kind of is wild. Joe Burrow might be Matthew Stafford with the Lions.
The funnier the comparison team will always
let him know.
Joe Burrow with the Bengals is what Herbert was with the Chargers like 2 years ago, where he would just put up a bunch of numbers and they would always lose.
Yeah.
It's ironic that Herbert just passed the torch to him in a head-to-head matchup.
Shows how much of a difference a coach makes. And Taylor got on one run, and that kind of hurt him because they kept him around way too long. But enough of last week's negativity.
Well, real quick, the one I did get right.
Oh.
Broncos by a zillion. Oh. I leaned into the weird there on
that. You know what? We're actually not going to talk about the Broncos.
Bo Nix. It came down to our fantasy matchup. It was Bo Nix or Kirk Cousins. I rode the Broncos and Bo Nix. Thank goodness.
Piss off. All right, this week.
Now that he's nice and cheery.
Yeah, I'm watching the Red Wings get blasted by a half. Did you know half the Islanders are out, by the way, today?
With what?
Injury.
COVID?
This is a half full Islander team.
Hey, well, the Wings only have half a coach and half a GM, so.
Malone's eyes are wider than that circle right there. All right. This week, I have five plays, so I'm going to start us off for college.
Why don't you just give us like four in a row? All
right. Friday night, MSU. Just kidding. But yes, Friday night, Purdue at MSU. I'm going to ride Purdue being horrible. MSU's going to clinch their bowl game. Wait, they need to win them both, don't they? No.
They have to win them both, yeah.
They need to clinch the bowl game. Do you want to give the people your stat?
Oh, yeah. So, it's down bad right now at Michigan State. I mean, this is kind of where people expected them to be record-wise, but the team's not improving. You know, like, they're getting worse as the year goes on, which is kind of concerning with the new coach. But for Friday night, it's BOGO. You show up, and you can bring two friends for free. There will be about 18,000 people at Spartan Stadium on Friday night.
Now, do you know how much tickets cost?
Can't be more than $10, I'd imagine. But yeah, I saw that on Twitter. I was like, holy cow. Can you imagine if Michigan did that? Oh, my word.
Yeah, you thought the state was bad right now. But the line is 13.5 at -112. I think they win by more than two touchdowns. Especially for as flat as they were in the second half against Illinois. So, I just think they're fighting for their, I'm thinking playoffs, bowl game, I guess. Fighting for their bowl live, and that Walters guy, I hate him ever since the whole sign-stealing thing. He's not a good coach, so.
Purdue's completely checked out. I mean, you saw them last week catch a touchdown outside of their end zone, and the player thought he was in the end zone. The grounds crew gonna get fired, but just if it can go wrong, it'll happen to Purdue this year. So, yeah, I mean, I like getting it under two touchdowns for sure. I'm never gonna play Michigan State again the rest of this year because they hurt me. So,
can't blame you. Let me do one more. I'm gonna do a Saturday noon game. We're doing Rutgers. Illinois is at Rutgers. I'm taking Rutgers money line at -120. Now, here's your stat. What does Rutgers like to do?
Run the ball.
You want to know where Illinois' run defense ranks? In the Big
Ten. Dead last in the Big Ten, only to Purdue.
Fourth worst in the Big Ten. They allow an average of 150.5 rushing yards per game. In their last four games, they've allowed 202 rushing yards per game.
How have they won as many games as they've won this year?
I don't know, but this is a little double dip for the true fans out there. We took Rutgers to win five home games.
Over four and a half.
5 home games, and this is their last opportunity to win.
They're at 4 wins right now. It's either they win and we hit the bet, or they lose and it's...
And both of, like, they're both having, quote, positive years for their programs. So, I think Rutgers... I don't know. I think Monongahela is going to run all over them and they're going to win the game. So, it'll be close. It'll be disgusting. But Rutgers is going
to
win.
Yeah, it's going to be like a 17-16 type of game.
Yep. As long as I see Rutgers
in the win column. What time is that game? It's a noon? Dang. I'd like it way better if it was a night game, but...
Oh, I know.
Hopefully Rutgers can pull it out. I'm going to get to the obvious one. Saturday at noon, we're going to the Shoe for big noon kickoff, because no big games are played in primetime anymore. It's always at noon. You got number 5... Yes, you heard me right. Number 5, Indiana, traveling to the Shoe to play the Buckeyes. This line is... I had this on my play sheet. This was going to be an automatic play no matter what, just because Indiana's been the move all year, and I don't see a reason not to. This line was at Indiana plus 13 one day ago. Or earlier.
It was 13 at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
You saw yesterday at 14.
No, yesterday was 13 for me, too.
Oh, okay.
But so D saw it at plus 13 just today at 1
o'clock. Plus 12 at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah. The line is now Indiana plus 10.
It moved 2 points.
And I haven't heard any news of injuries or weather or anything weird that would move a line 3 points like that. And the money is... not swayed one way or the other. It's not like everyone and their brother is betting Indiana. So this isn't a public spot. I don't understand why that line's moving, but we're kind of catching it at a bad number, but I'm still going to take Indiana plus 10.
Which, get the plays in now, because it's not going back up. So it probably is only going to go down.
I would imagine it's probably going to be at about 9 or 9.5.
Around game time.
Around kickoff, yeah.
Which
is where it should be. That's where this line, I feel like, should be.
Yeah, so obviously we know Indiana's strength schedule is horrible. They haven't played anybody, yada, yada, yada. Ohio State does not look like the Ohio State with C.J. Stroud. Or even Kyle McCord. They just...
there's something off.
Mm-hmm. I really... think if you look at the coaching, I'd have to take head to head, Mr. Cigarette.
And that's the play here. Ohio State, they went on the road to Northwestern last week, took care of business. Indiana's coming off a bye. Cignetti, the last time he came off a bye, I believe was the Nebraska game. And that was the most clinical game of football I've ever seen. Obviously it's Nebraska and they suck, but at the time, I mean, 52-6, that's absurd. I like Cignetti coming off a bye. He's going to be prepared. He's going to have his guys up. There's a chance, I'll just be candid, there's a chance Ohio State wins this game by like 28 points.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Harbaugh first got to Michigan and they were having a nice season, and then the athletes were just too overwhelming at Ohio State. But I also, like, if they can survive the initial first two quarters... And we're getting it at 10. We just need them to be close.
Yep. Yeah, so. And I don't know. I like their offense. I like the quarterback. I think he's going to be able to go in there and make some throws. If he can keep his nerves under control.
Yeah, this will be the loudest the Shoe's going to be probably all year. Probably louder
until next week.
Well, who knows.
When Bryce Underwood is under center for the Michigan Ohio State. Yeah, right.
No, but it's like Indiana hasn't faced an environment like this, and they're about to get the wrath, but hopefully they can come through.
Yep. I mean, it's got to be Indiana here. Give me plus 10. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We're both playing that, I think, right?
Yep, not money line, just plus 10. So, are you playing Army?
I am on Army, too.
Okay, I think I did all my noon games.
Oh, one other little tidbit about Ohio State. Their best remaining O-lineman, their starting center, that transfer from Alabama, tore his Achilles out for the year.
Yeah, and they already have some tackles out.
Yes, so that the only position Ohio State doesn't have crazy depth in is O-line. So they've had some injuries there, so watch that when you're watching the game. Maybe that D-line can affect...
well, I'm just thinking about the next week, Mason Graham.
Yeah, Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant might have some fun there. And then we'll go on offense and it won't be fun anymore.
Okay, so actually I have a 3:30 game. You thought about taking the opposite. Are you playing the opposite or
not?
I am not.
All
right, so we got Penn State on the road at Minnesota, favored by 11. Last week I took Penn State to cover. They were the only one that covered. They're on the road again. Listen, I still hate P.J. Fleck.
Who do you hate more, though? James Franklin or P.J. Fleck?
Listen. In betting instances, P.J. Fleck. James Franklin loves to run up the score. That you gotta love that.
He is a cover.
This is great for covers. James will do his best to impress the committee again because they're not going to make it to the Big Ten championship game, and they got to keep winning. Even though they're in, they got to keep winning.
Yep.
I still don't think Minnesota's any good. Like they just get killed by Rutgers.
And
they didn't get killed, but they got beat by 7.
They did get beat by Rutgers. Yes.
By 7. I'm just asking Penn State to win by 5 more points than Rutgers. I know it's at Minnesota. It's 3:30.
What does Penn State have next week? Is this a look-ahead spot?
Don't they always play MSU last game of the year? Or did they not protect that rivalry?
Probably not.
No, they didn't. It's not anybody difficult, though.
Okay, that's what that was. It's Maryland. They host Maryland. Yeah. Okay, so you're safe on look-ahead spot here.
So I'm just taking Penn State because they were my only hit last week, and I think P.J. Fleck's horrible.
Roll the boat.
Take us to the most exciting, exhilarating game.
Yep. Just what everyone was waiting for. You know, everyone at the beginning of this season was going to be amped up for Army-Notre Dame. Here we go. 7 o'clock at Yankee Stadium. That's a key point in this cap because if this was at Notre Dame, 14.5 would not be enough. But we're playing at the old Pinstripe Stadium. Was it 14?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, this one dropped to 14 as well. These DraftKings lines are sharp. But I'm still going to take them at plus 14. I don't know. Army's just look so solid. What scares you here is what Notre Dame did to Navy earlier in the year.
But we've kind of found out Navy's kind of frauds.
Yes, Navy is frauds, and Navy turned the ball over 6 times in that game. So I put on here, on our sheet here, I said, well, Army turned it over 6 times.
Nope.
No.
Bryson Daly's way better at quarterback.
Yeah, I just...
Is he playing?
Yeah. Is he going to be sick again?
Army also has a really good defense.
Yes, and Army is coming off of a bye. So they've had a whole extra week to prepare, whereas Notre Dame was tooling around with Virginia. And Notre Dame's kicker sucks. He's going to have to kick some field goals against. Army's going to bow up in the red zone.
Yankee Stadium always seems to be raining, too. So
yeah, it's going to be weird.
That's where they always play the New Era Pinstripe Bowl, and it's always just nasty weather.
Yeah, a slosh fest. I don't know. Give me two touchdowns with Army.
That's the thing. It's a team like Army that I know they've been passing more this year, but that loves to run the ball, that slows the game down, less possessions if you just keep the score close.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, we're not asking Army to win. I hope they do. I mean, I'm rooting for Indiana and Army, obviously, but I think 14's awesome. And honestly, I almost think the Army game should be closer than what they have Indiana at.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Army and Indiana have been our teams all year long, so this was the week where you put you put them up against the test, and let's see what happens.
And that's, yeah, that's the thing is, we've been on them all year, so other people that are seeing it now are just literally like, oh, Army, Notre Dame will kill them. Oh, Indiana, Ohio State will kill them, and they're going the opposite. But we've been planning this. Yeah. This is our week where we're back on track.
This is the long game.
So yeah, give us Army at +14. That's -108, and that is all five for me for college.
Now, I'm only doing two college. I'm more NFL heavy this week, so I can take you to the NFL. Let's start in the 1 o'clock hour. Which I need to throw on Thursday Night Football, by the way. Red Wings are on another power play. You sure you don't want to see us blow another power play?
Take the people to church.
Let me sell you this pen. Bucks Giants. What a gross game. But here we go. Here's my QB bump of the week. I'm sure you heard the news, but Danny Dimes has been benched.
Did you see his statement today?
I didn't see what he said, but I saw they were playing him at safety in practice. I don't know if that was real or not.
He came out and was like, oh my.
It is nasty weather in Cleveland.
Low key, I wanted to take the Browns in this game, but 3.5 just wasn't enough. I could see the Steelers winning by 4.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be, I mean, emotional win coming back to Cleveland, another rival. Yep. That's honestly a tough two games.
Yeah. What is Danny Dimes' statement?
He, like, had a whole, and Schefter tweeted it, he had a whole, like, 2-minute speech where he was like, thank you for letting me be the quarterback in New York to the whole organization, and obviously, there wasn't enough good moments, yada, yada, yada. It was like, and he just, thank you, and left. It wasn't like, I'm done playing football, it wasn't, I'm leaving the team, it was just, thanks for letting me be your quarterback, sorry it didn't work out. It's like...
It was like a breakup. It's like, yeah, breaking up with your high school girl.
But the fact that they're making him the 4th-string quarterback is so... Brian Daboll. Like, I understand guys that we know are big on Doug Peterson getting fired. I get it. I think Doug... They should both be fired. But what have you seen from Daboll that tells you anything that he's a good coach? He hates Danny Dimes. He is just embarrassing
him. It's the way he rips his vape pen on the sideline. He's got great form rips the pen.
He's supposed to be an offensive coordinator.
Yikes. I would
He's assume, an offensive-minded coach.
I would have assumed he was a...
I would, too.
A special teams-minded coach. Very special.
Oh, Cleveland getting the
Chris
ball.
Chris Boswell, their best player, just missed a field goal.
So, yeah, I just... Anyway, let's... Back to take the people to Tommy.
Tommy DeVito stepping in, the Italian Stallion. If you remember him from last year, he came in, played a few weeks, gave him quite a lift. They actually went on a little bit of a winning streak with him at quarterback, played much better football, which was kind of funny. So they're going back to him now here, so you know what to do. A quarterback change in the NFL, you play that team for 1 week. The Giants are catching 6 at home, so give me the Giants here. I know the Bucks are a good team. They're way better than their record shows, but I think the Giants are going to play a lot better with a new spark at quarterback, and both teams are coming off a bye, so no really advantage there for either team. Now, I will say I'm also playing the over in this game. The total set at 41. I love the over here. Mike Evans is coming back for the Bucks, so you have a real receiver for Baker to throw it to. Baker's a gunslinger. He's going to whip it around the yard, put up some points. And then again, back to Tommy DeVito, you're going to get a little boost from the Giants offense. So you should give me a 24-21 game, you know, and you hit the over pretty easily.
Yeah, I don't hate that. It's you're really riding that quarterback buff because that Giants offense is horrid.
It'll be really put to... It's worked, though. The quarterback bump and the coach bump has worked for me so far this year. So I'm going to ride it till it doesn't.
You got bigger balls than I do. Let's hope it goes through for you.
All right.
No,
you have to leave.
1 o'clock game. This one. I will be there with my wife. Lions traveling to Indianapolis. Now, what the people don't know, the line is The Lions by 7.5 at minus 115. And what do the Lions do to every team they play this year?
They destroy them.
Except for what division?
They destroy the AFC South.
Just kidding, because they killed the Jags.
And the Titans.
But the Texans, they kept it
close. The Colts are different, though.
The Colts beat good teams for no reason whatsoever. If you remember at the beginning of the year, we didn't bet the Colts win total because it was 9 or 8 or 7. And guess what they are? They're 4-5, just hovering, or 5-6. Just hovering right around that mid mark. They're going to inexplicably beat the Lions, and then they're going to inexplicably lose the next three games.
To, like, the Titans and the Jags.
It just, they've already lost the Jags this year. It just doesn't make sense. Anthony Richardson, I don't know.
He's terrible.
I might be convinced that it is better by you to see him than Flacco just the rest of the year, because the 2 weeks that Flacco came out, it was horrible.
No, but we can agree that AR is terrible, right? Like, there's like,
oh yeah,
there's like a 1% chance that he actually might turn out to be a decent quarterback in the NFL.
But with Anzalone out, maybe, you know, maybe he'll run around a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
the Lions are about to get their dose of some young quarterbacks the next couple weeks.
So, the real reason we're playing this game, though, I'm going to run you through the history. We're going to give you a history lesson here.
Oh, gosh.
Nobody else would know this if you didn't have a resident Colts fan on the pod. But the Colts, like he was saying, randomly beat really good teams. So, last year, Colts inexplicably went to Baltimore and beat the Ravens. Ravens, AFC Championship team, should have been in the Super Bowl last year.
Had the league MVP, right?
Yeah, great team. 2 years ago, so that was last year. 2 years ago, the Colts somehow beat the Chiefs. Guess what? The Chiefs won the Super Bowl that year. 3 years ago, they beat the Niners. Niners were an NFC Championship team. They lost to the Rams, should have been in the Super Bowl. Do you remember that Jaquiski Tart dropped interception?
Oh, yeah.
Niners, point is, Niners, great team. What?
They beat the team with two losses on the screen tonight. This year already.
Yeah, they did beat the Steelers. You're right. There's another one for this year. No, the Lions are going to be the one from this year.
Well, this is the AFC team.
Okay. You're right. And then 4 years ago, to even give you more history, they beat the Chiefs, and the Chiefs won the Super Bowl that year. So, Lions fans listening, don't worry. The Colts, you want the Colts to win. You want the Colts to win because that guarantees you an NFC Championship appearance, but more than likely a Super Bowl win.
Yeah, I'm not taking the Colts money line, but plus 7.5, you're taking it with me?
Yeah, I'm not taking money line.
The Colts
either,
don't, I mean, their biggest, all their games besides the Buffalo game have been one score. So, like, an actual realistic stat for this is they don't get blown out, they just... They do enough to stay close in games, and then they lose at the end. Even the Packers games. I mean, the Packer game, they played horrible and still covered, I think. Well, whether or not they covered, they stayed within one score.
Yeah, it was 10-16. I don't remember what the line was.
Actually, no, they didn't cover because the Colts were favored.
Oh, yeah. Because Malik Willis masterclass.
But, yeah, they inexplicably beat good teams as Jared showed us the last 4 years, and they just don't get blown out even this year. And I understand the Lions are dropping bombs on everybody, and logic would tell you that they're going to drop another bomb, but ride with the weird with us. Indy's going to lose by one touchdown.
Yeah, it's going to be a close game, I think. The Colts play defense. That's the thing. The Colts do play defense. They have some game wreckers up front with Defoe. There is...
Latu's getting cooking, too.
Yes, the rookie. He's playing well. Yeah, Lions are a juggernaut.
Quiddipay gets to go against Sewell. Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
Sec time, Quiddipay.
Hopefully Taylor Decker's injured because Latu can go to work.
But yeah, this is the cold spot. They're gonna do their weird thing and show up. Give me Colts.
And I will be there, so hopefully they do. Shout out Lions fans for making every hotel in a 60-mile radius of Indianapolis be over $1,000 for Saturday night.
Did you get an Airbnb?
Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna be. There's gonna be a lot of blue in the stadium. Is that a fair thing to say? Just a lot of blue.
Oh yeah. Funny side note. I told you I was taking my wife.
Yeah.
She did her nails yesterday.
She did them blue.
She wanted Honolulu blue, but nail stylist didn't have Honolulu blue, so she just stuck with blue. You know what they look like?
Colt blue.
Colt blue. And I told her that, and she did not. She was not happy.
Does that mean all the women in the surrounding area are getting their nails done for the Lions game? If all the Honolulu blue is gone?
I just don't think it's a popular color, sadly.
But
anyway, yeah, so she is a big Lions fan, so it will be a rivalry, in-house rivalry as well.
They might get a divorce. Stay tuned. Tune in next week. All right, let me take you to Chicago. The 1 o'clock hour, Vikings at Bears. Gross NFC North divisional matchup. The Bears coming off that heartbreaking loss to the Pack.
Heartbreaking indeed, because you guys looked horrible.
Wild game that was. They just can't beat the Packers. That's the first time the Packers had covered 10 straight games against the Bears. First game they haven't covered in 10 games against them. The one I play. Cool. Anyway, we are smashing an under here. The total is set at 39.5. Bears unders have been 3-0 the last 3 weeks. And they've all been set right around this line. 39, 40, 41, right in this same range. Like I said, it's going to be a gross divisional game. These teams know each other. Good defense is going to be played. Sound defense. You got Brian Flores on one end, and then the Bears, which always play good defense. The Bears got their mini boost from their OC change last week. But I feel like that is not going to roll over to this week. All those new wrinkles that they added with Caleb Williams running and quick screenplays and things like that, those are all on tape now. I trust Brian Flores to see those and strategize for those. I think he will counter those effectively. Also, the Vikings offense has been off the last, ever since that Rams game where they went and lost in LA, they went and put up a couple stinkers against the Titans and Jags, two bad teams. And their offense just hasn't looked right. I know Darnold's dealing with a little bit of a foot injury. He popped up on the injury report this week. I can see this being a 20-17 type of game. And not a lot of points getting scored and just solid defense being played. Maybe a missed field goal. Maybe a blocked field goal. Is that too soon?
Yes. I'm going to ride it with you.
Did I just sell you that pen?
You did.
Wow.
The Bears unders 3-0. We're going to make it 4-0. 39.5 at -112.
Yep. I don't know.
The biggest thing for me is the Vikings offense looks horrible right now.
Yeah, and going to Chicago in this weather, it's snowing and gross in Cleveland right now. I can only imagine it's going to be terrible in Chicago.
Weather's starting to turn in these Midwest areas.
Yep. So looking under there. That's it for me this week. Do you have any other plays?
Yeah, I got one more. Take you to Sunday night. Eagles Rams. I'm taking the over, which is 49 at -110.
You do know Sunday night football unders are 7-4-1 now, don't you?
Yeah, because didn't the Bengals Chargers? Yeah, you had that whole stat.
So it burned me.
Matthew Stafford, as long as he's got a healthy Puka and Cooper Kupp, they put up points. Their defense is suspect, and the Eagles will keep pace. I like that it's in L.A. If it was disgusting weather in Philly, it'd be a different story. It's nice, protected SoFi Stadium. Sunday Night Football, the stars will be out. The celebrities will want to see the fireworks. Give me the over.
What's the line set at?
49.
This is going to be a fun game to watch.
It's huge for both teams. Eagles are going to, well, at this time on Sunday, Eagles are going to see that the Lions have another loss in the column. So this they'll be playing for the one seed, and the Rams are playing for the division.
Yeah, the NFC West is the definition of mid. Teams at 5-5 and one at 5-6 and 5.
Isn't the Cardinals positive?
Yeah, the Cardinals are leading. Everyone had drawn.
That's crazy. Which I stayed away from it this week. Cardinals are 1-point dogs on the road at Seattle.
Seattle's a weird place to play. I
didn't
want to
touch it
in that game.
I didn't want to touch it, but yeah, the Rams have everything to play for as well. That was a face mask. So yeah, give me the over.
Yeah, a lot of points.
Will you be convinced?
I am gonna stay away. Sunday Night Football hurt me last week. I don't want it. I don't want the smoke. But that's gonna be an awesome game. Another really good slate of NFL games. I know last week was amazing with that Bills-Chiefs game in the middle of the day and just all the other great matchups. Steelers-Ravens at the 1 o'clock.
I wish I had done more research on the Bills-Chiefs because my recent memory was like, oh, the Chiefs always win this game. But the Chiefs always win it in the playoffs and the Bills always win it in the regular season. Yeah. I should have just taken the Bills.
Smart money was taking the Bills, even though it felt impossible because the Chiefs are undefeated, but all the sharp money was on the Bills. I just wanted to watch that one.
It was fun. Josh Allen went Superman. He wins that battle.
Yep.
So he was not leaving it up to Mahomes with any time left.
Yeah, he put him in the grave. Now let's see if he can do that in the playoffs. Because
him and Lamar turned into vegetables against Mahomes. Well, actually, I can't even say Josh Allen does. I mean, his defense.
Lamar definitely does, though. Lamar is. I love Lamar, but in the playoffs.
The Ravens might hit the panic button if they lose to L.A. Monday night.
Yeah.
SoFi is going to host Sunday night and Monday night football.
That's true.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it, but the brothers are playing again. That one should just be entertaining again. Like, Jim's got a good squad, man.
Yeah.
He can coach. Minter can play. Like, the Steelers might have given a little formula here for teams, and Minter will run with it.
Yeah, the rematch of the, I can't remember what Super Bowl it was, but it was Ravens-Niners.
Did Justin Fields just get blown up by seven dudes?
The Steelers just put in Justin Fields on a 4th-and-2, and he just lost.
I'm looking over, and there are, the entire TV is filled with Browns players on top of number 2 for Pittsburgh. What were we talking about?
I don't even remember.
The brothers.
Yeah, Super Bowl, the lights went out at that Super Bowl. That was crazy. I'll never forget that. The lights just went out in the second half.
And that's what brought the Niners back.
And the Niners made a comeback.
Jim's a genius. I wonder if Connor Stallions turned the lights off.
Probably. Also, Rip Jacoby Jones, he brought that kick back in that game. Now he's
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tough. Right, my plays for the week.
Yes, yes.
Indiana plus 10 at Ohio State. Army plus 14 at Notre Dame. Bucks at Giants. Giants cover at plus 6. And that game goes over 41. Lions, Colts. Give me the Colts at plus 7.5. Can't say it without laughing. Bears, Vikings under 39.5. Come on, bad weather.
Okay, I got MSU Friday night 13.5 minus 112. Rutgers money line minus 120. Indiana plus 10 minus 108. Penn State minus 11 at 3:30 in the afternoon minus 112. Army plus 14. Colts plus 7.5. Eagles over 49. And I'm joining your Bears at under 39.5 at minus 112. If you play all of mine together and put $10 on it, it is a payout of $1,646.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
This is the play. This is the play. Should I just accept it?
Cash that ticket, baby.
But, yeah.
Sounds like a bounce back.
I was about to say the same thing. Bounce back from whatever last week was. Clearly, we took the week off. It hurt that Army and Indiana were off. But
yeah,
we're riding them this week.
That showed.
We're sticking with them. You know, scared bettors would stay away from them. We're not scared.
No. Nope.
We're confident.
We're risking it for the biscuit.
All right. Do everything the opposite of what we just did, and you'll make some money. All right. Have a good week.